This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have put together a fascinating hour of conversation here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here to fascinate you with his wit and wisdom, all the work he does. It's wisdom, wit, and work. That's the key to Michael's existence. And he's here representing Talkers Magazine, for whom he's the editor and publisher.
Wisdom, wit, and work.
Yes! That's it.
WWW. That's what that means. I got it.
Better than the WWE. It's the WWW. All right. So, Michael,
I don't know how much of this is wisdom or wit, but a lot of work goes into this. So here we go.
Awesome. There you go.
Here are the top 10 stories of the week on talk shows, just like this one, all around America, and stations such as this one. According to Talkers Magazine, at number 10, the NBA and NCAA hoops. And for those of you who don't know what hoops means, it means basketball. I love the way sports guys, they call it hoops. You know,
hey, we're going to shoot some hoops.
At number 9, Venezuela unrest and India-Pakistan tensions. A lot of problems there, and that's a dangerous spot in the world that we don't often talk about. At number 8, Netanyahu's got problems. At number 7...
Remember the time... We always talk about this. You and I get him in his office. I've always said the same. This guy is a scrapper. He's a tough cookie. He could be mayor of Newark.
if things keep going the way they're going, he's going to wind up being the mayor of Newark.
Right.
We sat there. That was a mystical experience. First of all, we had to go through. Talk about how many hoops we had to go through to get to see him.
Yeah.
And then when we got finally into his little stark office, it was like being in the office of the manager of a car dealership. It was this table and two chairs, and he was sitting.
And a piece of paper. That was it.
It was the starkest office I've ever seen in my life.
And Michael and I went to Israel together in, what was it, 2009?
When did we go? It was a while ago. I don't remember.
2010. We had a lot of... I remember when Rabin walked up to us and said, "Can I help you?"
It was the strangest thing. I can't even believe that that trip was so mystical. We're in the Knesset, or the Knesset, depending how you pronounce it, which is the seat of the Israeli government. It's like going to the Washington Capitol building. Somehow, we got in through tremendous amount of hoops and tests and checks and scans, and once you're in there, though, it was like being at a college Ratzkeller. You know, it was
it's a very unimpressive building.
It was an office building. It was like a college campus, and wherever you went, you saw these international stars walking around with trays and coffee.
And
Rabin comes up to us. Rabin comes up to us and said, "Can I help you?" Because we were dazed and confused trying to find, "Where is Benjamin Netanyahu's office, please?"
And he says, "Right over here.
Right up the hall.
Right over here. It's a very interesting place together. We had a larger group first time we went.
Yeah.
And then we had a small, it was just you and me. And I don't know, was it just you and me? Who went the second
time? At one time it was just you and me.
That was the time we saw Netanyahu. It was really a bizarre but very eye-opening.
It was educational. Sort of, I did five trips in 4 years, I brought, I don't know, 30, 40 people over the whole time I was working with the government there.
Yeah.
And it was, and to this day, first-hand information on every front about the Middle East. They just totally took us to school. We met with military leaders. We met with medical leaders.
Remember the general that drove? Remember the general in the Mercedes? Yeah. What the heck is his name? He's a fabulous guy. I'm trying to remember what his name
is. Famous people. And on subsequent trips, I actually witnessed warfare. I was on the mountain overlooking the bombing of the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
I ran through the streets of Ashkenon. Incoming Scud missiles and sirens are blowing to go to the bomb shelter. I was with the mayor of that city in a bunker running the city under the city while the bombs were falling. You and I attended a lecture at one of the most modern medical facilities in the world,
yep,
where they had an MRI machine that was so powerful you had to take all metal off your body or it would have ripped your arm off just being there. Do you remember that?
I remember being what we were convinced of when we left there was how technologically astute, advanced, and forceful they were. They are technologically a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no doubt. Very smart country.
But, yep.
Maybe someday we'll devote a show to just talking about that, because it still holds.
Not with you, but I've been five times, different circumstances, mm-hmm, and I find the place fascinating. I love going there, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long ride, but
it takes a lot out of you, especially when you do it quickly.
But it's very invigorating. On the same scale, though, it's very invigorating to be around an area where there has been not just so much going on in modern terms, but it's an archive of the great religions, peoples, the Semitic reality of where all the religions come from. It's a fascinating, fascinating place.
No question.
And most
to this day, you and I are still buzzing about it. And I guess the term is life-changing. It was a life-changing experience.
Yep.
That one trip we did was a life-changing experience.
Well, it was good for you and I. You and I became very good friends in that arena, I think.
Well,
we hadn't been before, but we had
an experience like that. It's bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, okay, well, where were we? We're at number eight, Netanyahu's troubles.
Part B.
Number seven, Robert Kraft's got problems. He was arrested.
Can you believe how dumb he is?
Well, this has been the story of the week for me.
Yeah.
I have been immersed in the Kraft arrest and the sex trafficking story that's
also happened
tied
in the town where
seven.
You are.
I'm in the town where it happened. I have I've spent a lot of time watching the aftermath as the tourists have continued to come to this massage parlor and take pictures of themselves in Patriots gear in front of it.
Oh my God!
I'm serious.
PR. Yeah.
I mean, this happened.
They actually come with Patriots gear and they stand in front of them.
Yeah. Oh, it's still going on at this moment, right down the block. Yeah. I'm in Jupiter, Florida, folks. And Doug, I believe, is in Massachusetts. Is that where you are at the moment?
Yeah, I am today. Yep. Yeah.
And this is gonna Orchids of Asia Day Spa is going to be an iconic a tourist attraction for football fans for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But that whole story has spokes that go in every direction. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, my podcast this week, the Michael Harrison interview, deals with everything from Robert Kraft to sex trafficking to communist China to Huawei, the company they have that is in the telecommunications business that rivals Apple and presents a terrible security threat to the United States, and 5G, something that, 5G, that's the next step after 4G. Well, it's more than a step, and that's a whole other thing. And that all ties into Robert Kraft. Not that Robert Kraft is involved with the communist Chinese, but there's connections that make his arrest story one of the most interesting, fascinating, and consequential stories to come down the pike in months. Let's move on. At number six, we have the 2020 Democratic hopefuls all out there buzzing away. Number five, the border wall and emergency declaration. Number four, the China trade war. At number three, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number two, and we debated this, looking at the numbers in the editorial board meeting as to whether number two and number one, which should one and which should two be, and we finally sliced it down to microscopic measurements. The Trump-Kim summit is at number two, and the number one story of the week in terms of what's been talked about on talk shows was the Michael Cohen testimony.
Yeah, I think you're safe there at number one. I think
And you have time before the break for the quick
A couple of things. We'll get to the people list right after we think about what we're going to be doing years from now. Years and years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the fact that you didn't do something about your weight because you won't be as healthy if you haven't lost the weight when you get older. Don't let your weight or things like joint pain get in the way of your healthy life. You want to have a healthy life. No more crash diets, no more drugs, no more stimulants. You have at your disposal, available now, a product called Calitrin. It's a weight loss formula that has been used more and more by people. It's not just a couple of days. There are a lot of people who go on these 21-day diets or the 30-day diets. Now, dieting is good, but why do you think Oprah and Weight Watchers took such a big hit this past week? It's because people are realizing that that program doesn't work to keep weight off. That's what Calitrin's secret is. It's proven to not only help you with weight loss, but to keep the weight off. The energy it gives you, because the main ingredient is collagen in Calitrin, not to be confused, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Family company, been around for 32 years, helping people just like you lose weight. Let's have the healthiest choice for weight loss available now to you at toploss.com. And the special deal using the code DJV is that you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, and they will supply you with another 90 days, because this is really a six-month program. You want to make it work, got to stay on it for 6 months. So they're helping you pay for 90 days, get another 90 days free. Can't miss on that one. Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code to get the special deal, and lose the weight. Keep it off the natural way with Calitrin, available now at toploss.com at 50% off using the code DJV. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year, and every day it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Those of you who want to have the collective resource at your service or at your disposal, go to talkradiocountdownshow.com. There's a weekly playback. You can get it on a loop of our conversations. So if you miss it the first time, you don't have to miss it at all. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Get back to our Talk Radio Review, The Countdown Show, with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here at the helm, so to speak, focused on the stories and the people. We haven't gone through the people list, actually. Michael,
no, we haven't, so let's do it. These are the 10 slots where the most conversation about people took place. At number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Robert Kraft at number 9. Number 8, three people share that slot. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. You know what they all have in common. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Roger Stone. Number 5, superstar Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 4, Robert Mueller.
That's
number
three. That's your thought on her, superstar.
Well, I'm saying it sort of sarcastically.
I know.
She is a shockingly high-profile freshman congresswoman.
Yeah.
I mean,
thanks,
you know,
to the news media in there.
She plays it well.
Yeah,
she,
right.
It's funny.
There's no... All right, so anyway, keep going.
Yeah, it's funny how people come along and become the person of the moment.
Yeah.
Whether you like her or not, I mean, you have to respect that she's been talked about.
She knows how to use social media, man.
Yeah. Bob Mueller is at 4. Kim Jong-un is at 3. Michael Cohen at 2 and Donald Trump at 1. And it's an interesting triad at the top. Kim Jong-un, Michael Cohen in the middle, and Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, you know, these two big stories, the hearings and the summit, man, they were big. And depending on who you're talking to, they took place in completely different universes. I mean,
yep, I think they should take a trip to Jupiter and visit the massage parlor.
Right.
All of them together. That'd be a good. There's a good take for you. So let's get back to the trip that didn't work, the Kim Jong-un summit, and let's put it together in a perspective for our listeners who are talk radio fans, and get back to the play that Sean Hannity has in this, yet his role continuing to expand, it would seem. Everywhere the president is, Hannity's not far behind. He rides over on Air Force One, comes back with him, does an interview for his radio program, his TV program, very high profile. This has, do we think it's made his career? What do we think?
I think it's the cap of his career. His career already was made.
Yeah.
For years, talkers rated
Sean Hannity as the number two most important radio talk show host in America, only behind Rush Limbaugh. Right. And even at times, it was very close, but Limbaugh is sort of George Washington, so...
Yeah,
you know,
but this year,
but the last year changed. Had to change. There was too much evidence that Sean Hannity at this moment, maybe not historically, but at this moment is the most important radio talk show host, and that's because of his relationship with Trump. And it's not just a passing relationship. Hannity
has influence.
Are his
ratings showing that, Michael?
Everybody's ratings are up. Everybody's ratings are up. All the main players have good ratings because the news talk arena is fascinating.
Yeah,
it's never been this interesting ever. It's
really?
Just yeah. I mean, the only thing that works against radio ratings and television ratings at this time is that there's so much radio, so much television, and so many
right.
channels.
So badly done.
and there's that element in
yeah,
the opinion
right.
of some. However, collectively, more people are into what we call news talk media.
Absolutely.
Than ever.
Yeah.
So it's a mixed blessing.
Very
you know, the success has brought a lot of competition to the arena, and that has
and Sean has worked hard at it
perfectly,
and has played it. Man, he knew how to play it.
Right.
I don't mean play it in a negative sense. He's going to be the keynote speaker at the Parker's June convention, correct?
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Unless Trump goes to,
unless he goes
to Vietnam
like
again, and then
year.
He'll go with him.
Yeah.
But he showed up on video this last year. But he's spoken at our conference every year for the past 10 or 15 years. He's been one of the main guys.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to say that he and I are old buddies.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot. He's been very good from the very beginning when he was a kid. And now, look at him. Good. It's all good. 28 after the hour. This is Talk Radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As the White House gears up for the 2020 campaign, it's pressing the case that Democrats are rallying behind the policies of socialism. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland.
Our opponents are proposing to overturn America's success and its greatness. It's crazy stuff. I've been around a while. I suppose nothing should surprise me. High taxes, health care takeover, impoverished, poverty traps, socialism.
The Trump administration announced Friday it's revoking the visas of 49 Maduro-aligned officials and their families and sanctioning several top military and security officials, part of a major U.S. campaign to push contested Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. Early Saturday morning, SpaceX will launch its new Crew Dragon spacecraft for the very first time, a capsule designed to take NASA astronauts to and from the International Space Station. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I've been waiting for the continuation of our conversation about what's going on in the news talk business. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here with a focus that you do your programs each week. What story did you spend the most time on?
I spent the most time personally on the Kraft story, on the China sex trafficking, prostitution, what makes powerful men seek sleazy sex, risk their reputations, risk their lives, risk their freedom. What's behind a thing like that?
What did you come up with?
Oh, gosh. I could write a book just on what I've uncovered in the last week in terms of people's feelings about this. Everything from the thrill, arrogance of billionaires who think they can never get caught, convenience. Why can't a guy like Kraft have all the women he wants? Fear of lawsuits, Me Too, involvement, entanglements.
So what came out? Let me share with you something that I heard from a friend of mine who lives sort of up the street from me. He's on the other side, near the. He's on the ocean in one of those one of those places where there's a dock and
one of those shacks, right?
Yeah, one of the shacks, right? So I talked to him and I said, "What do you hear about Kraft?" He says, "Other than he's a dummy." And I said, "Well," he said, "I have a friend." And this is as sexist as it gets in this modern era, but it is a fact. He says there are a couple of really exclusive watering holes in Jupiter, which I'm sure you would agree with. There are a couple of, you and I have been to dinner, a couple of very nice places down there. There are a lot of, Jupiter has come along since I was a kid going in the 60s to Palm Beach County. Jupiter has transformed into a real, it was nothing. It was a like a gas station on the interstate as you came down the road. That was it.
Right,
nothing
right.
going on there.
Right.
And now, 50 years later, it is quite the spot. So my friend says that he knows someone that he and his wife see frequently who is divorced. And he goes to two or three times a week. He goes to one of the watering holes. And by 11 o'clock, he's got two 20-year-olds on his arm, and he brings them home.
And oh, wow.
So
where is this place?
Well, a couple of them. But, there's one at the place where you are. There's, I think it's at the end of that street.
Okay. I'm mistaken.
Anyway, it's really interesting how people interpret it, and that's what makes for good conversation, and that's what we're all about here. We're not here to make judgments. We're not here to do anything other than tell stories. And
you said craft is stupid. I mean, that's a judgment.
Well, I mean, it's kind of dumb.
Don't say we don't make judgments. We're constantly making judgments. Well, we just don't have an agenda. There's a difference between having an agenda, seeking victory at the expense of truth, and just expressing honest judgment.
Right. Do you think he's dumb? Do you agree that it was dumb?
I think that we're all capable of dumb acts. I think we all have blind spots. I don't think Robert Kraft.
So he's
dumb.
To be forgiven and let's move on. Is that?
No, I don't think he should be forgiven. I think he should be seen for what he is. I have to tell you, I idolize this man as much as I'm capable of idolizing.
You're a big football patriot.
Well, but I'm also a business fan. I'm also an organizational freak. I'm also into the art of winning in terms of honestly. He's a philanthropist. He's run the most successful football organization in the history of the league. He was running a team that is probably the most successful professional sports franchise
most
in the world.
Valuable franchise for sure.
$3 billion,
is that about what it's worth?
Yeah, actually the funny thing is it's not the most valuable. The Dallas Cowboys are ranked as the most valuable franchise for some strange reason. They haven't won a championship in God knows how long.
Is it Dallas? Is it the whole business?
I have no idea. I have no idea what makes that happen. But the most respected, the most feared, the most admired, and the most hated sports franchise, way beyond the Yankees even at this point in the 21st century, the New England Patriots. That is the most powerful name in sports, the New England Patriots. And once again, they're in the headlines. But I've always considered the triad of Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady, of course Tom Brady's time will be limited by his physical ability, to be quite amazing. So I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. I'm personally disappointed. Like, what? How could you do such a stupid thing? What's wrong with you? Yeah. And so it's sobering. I mean, at my point in life, I've been around the track enough to know that people are human.
Yep.
But this guy was one of a handful of guys that I would actually go to bat for and say, hey, this guy is a role
model. Will you still go to bat for him?
No. No. No, he's a disappointment. He's besmirched the honor of the team. He's given all the people that are people that like to knock that team red meat to chew on. He's shown himself to be arrogant. He's shown himself not to care. I mean, come on, can't you tell that these girls might be underage, that they're living a horrible existence, that you're paying off? No, I don't admire that. I don't condone it. It doesn't mean he's not maybe still a good leader of a business, although I do think his effectivity is now hampered. I do think that this could be the beginning of the end of the dynasty because he played such a big role in it. But no, I don't admire Donald Trump for his personality. I don't admire Robert Kraft for doing this. I don't admire any of these guys.
Let me take you down one street. Because of the President of the United States having this same sort of lecherous connection to him, has it changed the way people generally look at these sorts of activities?
This is the key question. You're asking the million-dollar question, and the fact of the matter is a mature society is one that is able to separate its ethics and its principles from its pragmatic needs. And the question comes down to, do you want to have a person in the White House that may not be a saint but is able to run the country effectively with strength and leadership that's needed? Mm-hmm. Or do you want somebody who's, a morality leader?
Presidents at least in our lifetime, but I think you go back through the list of presidents who may or may not have been effective, they really weren't very nice people, with the exception of a few like Lincoln.
Bingo. Really, and we don't know how nice Lincoln was either, but he seems was a nice guy. And George Washington seemed to be extremely principled. But here's the point that you're driving at, and let's hit it right on the head. You kind of come to the realization that some of the greatest people in history in their private lives were jerks.
Mm-hmm.
That some of the greatest accomplishments that were done in statesmanship and politics and science and the arts, that the people themselves, they were lousy to their family, they were liars, they were cheaters, they were lowlifes, perverts, all the things, whatever you want to say, but they accomplished great things. And I guess it takes a certain level of abstract intelligence to be able to understand these things, sort them out, and put them in their proper category.
And is that what it takes to be a good president or a good leader?
It doesn't take being a bastard to be a good president, but you got to be able to press buttons that kill people. You got to be able to make decisions that help some people and hurt others. You've got to have a certain amount of wile and cunning to make deals with your opponents. You just can't be a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. You don't get to that position if you haven't already displayed a certain level of skullduggery, cutthroatedness, and knowing how to grease the skids.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
How about the people that lead the church? How about all the revelations about religious leaders that's happening now? What the hell is that all about?
It's about the same thing you've just described, politicians and people who are leaders, business leaders. Church is no different than that.
We have big government, big business, big media, and big religion. They're all a pain in the ass.
That's it. Michael said it. Couldn't say it better myself. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have said it like that, but I'm glad he did. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we continue our overview of what's going on. I want to talk about another host. And then we'll get to Michael Harrison's interview, an underscore of that, and why it's so important to be listening to it, mhinterview.com. It's 44 past the hour. Let's spend a minute talking about your health. There isn't any question whatsoever that you need omega-3s. The question is, what form of omega-3s do you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Some of you say krill oil. I never heard of that before. Well, krill oil comes from the same sort of source as fish oil, the omega-3s. And now the new product from Purity is Krill Omega 50 Plus. The idea is, the finding of a solution to problems is something that satisfies everybody. And the problem is, I got problems with my joints, and I want to make sure my circulatory system works well. And this addresses both of those in a small little pill. It's not like those big, huge things like horse pills that you take. Usually the fish pills are very big. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is not. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for heart and circulatory needs, and krill oil for your joints. One pill only. And this small pill is so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways that you've never thought of. Your cardiologist will love it. And as if that wasn't enough, also joint comfort, krill oil, 7 days, you'll feel the difference, guaranteed. So let's get to it. Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10, available now, free, at 800-355-1493. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? At number 10 this week, according to the list, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 9, Robert Kraft. At number 8, various assortment of socialist candidates for president on the Democratic side. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. Number 6, Roger Stone. Who would have thunk it? At number five, AOC. I don't think I'm going to say her name anymore. It's just AOC. Number four, Robert Mueller. Number three, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un. Number two, Michael Cohen. He's going to have a trip down the river pretty soon. And number one, Donald Trump. A lot of people wish he'd take a trip down the river, too. That's it. That's our list of the people making talk heaven, scrumptious conversations for folks. And all the lists are published every week at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. French fries, pizza, potato chips, and sweets with their added salt, fat, and sugar are tasty.
We like taste and convenience, and those foods generally fit that bill.
Unfortunately, they don't really fit into a healthy diet. Dietitian Catherine Zaratsky says these highly processed foods are often stripped of their nutritional value. But making the switch from junk food to healthier whole foods can be challenging. To start, Zaratsky suggests removing the temptation.
Instead of having those foods on your kitchen counter, maybe putting a bowl of fruit.
You can try gradually cutting back and pairing with a new food.
If you're wanting something sweet, and it's usually ice cream, it might be pairing that ice cream with some cut up bananas or some berries and make yourself a sundae. And so you're gradually eating more fruit and less ice cream.
And hopefully working yourself up to replacing that ice cream altogether. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show comes to you every week with a list of the top stories as decided by the editorial board at Talkers Magazine. So we go through the top 10 at number 10. The Sports Talk Radio focus on the NBA, the NCAA, and the beginning of the baseball season with games already being broadcast. Kind of fun. Number 9, what's going on in Venezuela. Number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu's in trouble. Number 7, Robert Kraft is in trouble. Number 6, the Democratic Party is in trouble. Number 5, the border wall sees trouble. The Chinese are trouble, that's number 4. The Russians are trouble, that's number 3. Mr. Kim and Mr. Trump, I don't know, I guess that was trouble because nothing happened. Number 1 story of the week from Talkers, according to their listening to the listening posts at stations and hosts, is the Cohen testimony. So that's the list from 10 to 1 here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So Jim Acosta took a shot at Laura Ingraham. Laura is now off the radio, but she's doing solid television work. Is this the, Acosta, isn't he the guy that Trump threw out of the White House?
Yeah, he's the main antagonist at CNN to Donald Trump.
So is it any surprise that he takes a shot at Laura Ingraham? Who cares? Does anybody care?
I don't even know what the shot was. I mean, people take shots at each other. It's not like either of them are important public figures other than their media figures, so they take shots at each other. Big deal.
She said that the media run by the Chinese and the Russians treat Trump more kindly than U.S. journalists do.
That's because
I don't know whether or not that's something that Trump should be proud of.
Yeah, I was going to say that wasn't the most brilliant statement anybody ever made. I thought it was
I wouldn't have said that if I'm a Trump supporter. Megyn Kelly said
instead of Laura. Right. All right. The interview with this fellow, Joshua Phillip, that you have at MH Interview. Check it out.
Best interview we've done. It's not that entertaining. It's just fascinating and informative. MHInterview.com. If you care about what's really going on with China, 5G, Huawei, Robert Kraft, sex trafficking. Check it out. It's a deep dive, and it's a good podcast. MHInterview.com.
Well, as you were pointing out here, 5G is going to perhaps make it easier for all this technology to work, but at what cost to you and your body and your brain?
Very dangerous.
You know, nobody thinks about that stuff. All the, never mind, let's think about all the things that bombard our body every day. All these waves from the computers, the telephone.
It can be weaponized, Doug. It can be weaponized. They can actually wipe out populations physically with it.
There you go. 10 before the hour. Check it out, MHInterview.com.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal authority here on the countdown, is here to talk about a couple of the stories that have legal ramifications and to tell you a story that he's connected to as well with me. He's a college law professor, has been a practicing attorney for decades, came up with a website that's very helpful for people all around the country called scamicide.com. And in that, he takes apart various issues. He and I were just talking about something that I confronted this week that would be a good example of how this stuff works. On my credit card, this is one lesson you learn out of this, always check your credit card statements. So I find on the credit card a charge of $250 from something called Xtrut. And I'm thinking, Xtrut, what's Xtrut? I don't know anyway. That's why I go online to try to find out what Xtrut is. And all that's listed anywhere you Google it, anywhere, is that they're a Nevada corporation headed by two people. They're the only employees, and it doesn't say anything about their business, mostly because they have no business except screwing you. And they figured out how to do this. They whacked me for $250, and it's something to look out for. But how, you know, I'm going to the Federal Trade Commission to issue a complaint against them, but how effective is that, or would it be, Steve?
It can be very effective, and that's one of the things where we not only need to protect ourselves, and you know, as you indicated to me, you contacted your credit card company, and they pretty promptly took the charges off, and so
they replaced the credit card. They killed the credit card.
You have to your card number was somehow compromised, but yeah. So you can't continue to use it. They obviously had that number, but by going on to do that second step of reporting it, this is where companies can be held accountable, because when there are enough complaints, and you can imagine how many individual complaints come into the Federal Trade Commission, but when they get repeated complaints for a company such as this, they will take action on behalf of consumers. Consumers who actually have lost money out of pocket with scams, the Federal Trade Commission will often reimburse them by monies that they collect from the scammers themselves later. That can take quite a while, but it is worth doing. And so for the listeners, definitely, if you've fallen victim to a scam, you do want to report it to the Federal Trade Commission. You can do it online or on the phone. I generally think it's simpler and easier to do online than trying to get them on the phone, but it can be productive.
Right. All right, so I'm following your advice. Up next, the Cohen testimony, which is the number one story this week, according to Talkers Magazine. What are the legal ramifications of this, if any? He's going to the slammer anyway, so... What, it was just a lot of huffing and puffing, wasn't it? Or is there a legal side to this?
Well, it's interesting when you say the legal side to it, because when we hear the testimony and the allegations that he made about President Trump doing various illegal actions and things for which he could be held accountable. Remember, Cohen has been already interviewed by the Mueller investigation, and they've shared information with other prosecutors. There aren't any prosecutors that are listening to this and going, oh, whoa, what's that? So already things are in motion, and there are things that he has probably been told by the prosecutors you don't talk about in public testimony, because that's inappropriate, because there very well may be further investigation. So to me, the most interesting thing from a legal aspect was that indeed it did look like a wider kind of penalties and investigations that will be coming, not from Mueller, but from other prosecutors.
What happens to Robert Kraft?
Robert Kraft he's asking for a non-jury to hear his case so he can make a motion to dismiss, and then he'll end up getting the case continued without a finding.
So he could maybe, they could give him community service. He could go help some of these girls that are the sex trafficking. He's got money. Buy him a house. Set him up in a house.
Great idea.
Why not? They buy him a house down in, you want to be in Jupiter, Florida, the worst places to be, especially this time of year. So it's really, I don't know, I guess it's a shame. But legally, I just wanted to get your thought on what could happen eventually, and not much. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman joining us every week here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.